Today is Sunday, June 11th, 2017, and this...
You must gamble? Why don't you take your money, go to Las Vegas, put it on a number and roulette, one spin of the wheel, perform, and you're through for the year.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 603.
Las Vegas! Amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. You dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Vegas is waiting out on the streets below.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
Afternoon. Whatever it is.
Whatever.
I'm doing well. I'm well rested. Have I mentioned that I'm well rested today?
Uh-huh. A few times. Thanks, Max.
I am very happy about that. I love sleep.
Yes.
Sleep is so good.
Sleep is underrated.
Yes. So I have plenty of energy and my mind is sharp for this podcast.
Really?
Well, we'll see. We got a lot of things to talk about this week. This is one of the things that I love about Las Vegas. You have a week like last week where there's almost no news at all that's of the tourist variety. And then things bounce back this week and we have a plethora of Las Vegas news, notes, and interesting things to chat about. So we're going to do that.
Okay.
It will be fun. Before we jump in, we have several people to thank. As I've mentioned in the past several weeks, this podcast is supported by more than 200 listener patrons. They're fantastic, and we love them. Mm-hmm. They include Randy and Melanie Chumchul. Let's see how many names I can butcher, by the way. There'll probably be a few. Nyan and Carrie Spangler, Michelle Hinkle, Nathan Alexander, James Oakes, Eric Beeler, Brian Shea, Kevin Nagel and Chris Froge, and Derek Hill. Thank you all very
much. Many kind people.
For your support. If you are interested in supporting the show on an ongoing basis, visit patreon.com/500. You can do that, and we will give you some bonus content, which I've been remiss in putting much out there, but I've got some things that are going up this week, so that will be fun. Yeah, thanks to everybody for supporting the show. You guys are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We do appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
I'm looking forward to, so next time the two of us are in Las Vegas, we have some postcards we have to do as well.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. It might be a little while. We don't have anything scheduled in the near future, but to the people that we owe those to, they are coming. And I will do my best to get drunk before writing the postcards because they're even more confusing and fun for the recipients.
Mm-hmm.
As we learned during our Kickstarter thing.
Yes.
All righty. So let's jump into some Las Vegas news. We're kind of all over the map in terms of the things we're talking about this week. Everything from shows and restaurants to players clubs and redevelopment news and all kinds of stuff. We're going to start with security. It's no secret that things are kind of fucked up in the world these days.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen it every time you've turned on the TV that there's something fucked up happening with people getting attacked in the UK and Paris and everywhere. And of course, Las Vegas being a highly populated tourist destination is always a potential target. So one of the things that Clark County is doing in order to try to help protect tourists is reinforcing or putting in reinforced steel posts along the strip. They just approved a plan to install at least 700 of these things in the mid-strip area. And there are several different pockets that they're pockets of the strip where they're going to install these. But the first areas include Bellagio right in front of the fountains, Flamingo, and Paris. And then there are a few other smaller ones by Harrah's. And I think maybe like between Mirage and the Mirage Treasure Island area kind of over there.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, there are additional places like Mirage, Planet Hollywood, and Caesars that may do this after the first phase. So these would be like steel posts that protect pedestrians from someone ramming a car up onto the strip.
Question.
Yes.
And that's happened before.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and it's been, fortunately, it hasn't been like a terrorist thing. It's been like somebody either loses their shit or they, I think there's been some health incidents where maybe somebody passes out at the wheel or something.
Yep.
But yeah, there have been a couple of those. I think there was one by Paris not that long ago, a couple of years ago. What is your question?
You were listening to a few news clips. Could you describe the role of ballers?
Ballers are, that is the official name of the reinforced steel posts. It's B-O-L-L-E-R-S.
Oh, okay.
It's not a baller like, well, there could be.
There are many, many things a baller could be.
Yes. No. Of course your mind goes there.
Mm-hmm. And do they have a shape for these posts? Will they resemble anything?
They're not rounded at the tip, if that's what you're wondering.
Mm-hmm.
No, these are just straight up and down. Like, yes, they are penis-shaped, as all things are in your mind. But they're not, like, anyway. Okay, so thanks for bringing it that way.
You're welcome.
There's obviously the good thing about this is that people are safer if they have these installed.
Mm-hmm.
Less likely of getting run down while you're walking along the strip. The bad news, and there are, you know, there are a couple downsides to this. One is that it's the space is less open. I know people kind of like having, I know in the past, like even for things like the pedestrian overpasses,
yeah,
people kind of don't necessarily love aspects of that. I do, because I'd rather just do that than wait at a stoplight.
Oh, yeah.
But the visual's not great. It's not super attractive necessarily having all these posts along the strip. The sidewalks are narrower, which is probably the biggest downside as far as I'm concerned. You're losing maybe a foot and a half, 2 feet of space.
I always think of the area outside Flamingo. That just turns into a traffic jam it's super busy.
It's gotten a little bit better, though.
Yeah.
For various reasons, but since they put the link in,
it's not as bad, but was.
By Margaritaville, there are still a couple spaces. And then you've got that fire hydrant right in the middle of the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Or if you're not paying attention, goodbye shins.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you know, there are some downsides, but overall I think protecting people is very, very important. And there are a couple spots where I wish they would install new overpasses, additional overpasses, just because it is a little unsafe, specifically from Harrah's to Mirage. I see people running across at the red light all the time. First of all, how do people not have any concept of the turn arrow?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they see the light going the opposite direction, turn red, and even though theirs doesn't turn green, they're like, fuck it, I'm going anyway, not realizing that there's a turn arrow and cars are going to start coming directly at them. That happens a lot between Planet Hollywood and Paris, too.
Yes, it does.
But yeah, there's a need by Harrah's and Mirage and Venetian, really, the Venetian Mirage crossing as well. And then, of course, from Planet Hollywood to Bellagio Cosmo, that area could use one.
Yeah.
I don't know if they will install those, but I really wouldn't be that disappointed if they blocked off much more of the much more of people's ability to easily
jaywalk.
Get into the street.
Mm-hmm.
They added some additional. It's been several years, but like by Bally's, they've got a wall there essentially, and you could hop over it, but it's less likely you're going to do that, I think.
Yeah.
But you still see some idiots just run across the strip in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. So you can't
protect. Didn't somebody get run over a few years ago by MGM and Excalibur? Didn't somebody jump the railing and get?
I don't recall, but it wouldn't surprise me. And you're going to get that. And you can't protect idiots from themselves.
No.
So
you can only do so much.
Yeah. Yeah. But I do think there are a few areas where it's pretty high risk still. And they might want to consider doing some other things. But this is a good start. I'm in favor of this.
Yeah, I am too.
It's unfortunate that that's the way that our world is, but it is, and shit happens. And if you can do some things to protect people.
Yep.
Again, you can't protect everybody against everything, but this is a very real thing happening now. And it's a lot of people walking along the strip at any given time. So for somebody to just plow a van up onto the sidewalk, you could injure a lot of people very quickly.
And that would suck.
Yeah, it would. All right, let's move along to other happier things. Some news from Total Rewards this week. Caesars Entertainment's Players Club has announced that if you have a Players Club card from another property that is one of the higher statuses, you can get to Diamond status. They will match the status to Diamond status for a limited time. So this isn't limited to Las Vegas, but this is a Las Vegas podcast, so we don't care about what the fuck happens in Tunica, quite honestly. So we're gonna just limit it to that. In Las Vegas, if you
are interested in that, there's this place called the Internet where you could find more information.
And I will link to it in the show notes. You can see they have a state-by-state listing of all the players' clubs that they will match. So that's helpful if you're interested in Tunica mm-hmm. or Borgata or whatever. Tunica and Borgata. Tunica or Atlantic City. I have to be parallel there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
City, casino, different things. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway.
Thanks, Mr. Grammar.
In Las Vegas, if you are holding one of the following cards, you can upgrade to Diamond through September of 2017. They include M Life Platinum or Noir, Grazie Platinum, Identity Gold or Platinum, Club Palms, President or Chairman, and Marquee Rewards Executive Producer or Icon. I didn't even know that Marquee Rewards is the name of the Tropicana Players Club.
I didn't either.
And that those were the levels.
I did not either.
Tropicana changes players clubs about every 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really keep up with it so well. So if you upgrade, you just go up to the players club desk, say, hey, you show them your card and your ID and say, look, I'm a big shot over here at Tropicana. I mean, I'm an icon at Tropicana.
Mm-hmm. You're an icon anyway, huh?
They will give you a diamond card, and it's very limited. It's only good through January 31st, 2018. So I guess the point is to get you hooked on those sweet, sweet diamond
benefits,
which, you know.
They're good. You can jump the line in a lot of places. You have the diamond lounges.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Yeah.
And then, of course, and I always forget about this one because it doesn't apply to us, but the parking stuff mm-hmm. now is, of course, a big deal to people. Somebody made a comment on the Facebook group that they wish that there was a match for, I don't know, whatever M Life's, I don't know what their mid-tier is, to yeah. Platinum. And I'm like, I made a kind of a crack about it saying, so you could enjoy the lack of benefits across multiple properties. And he said, well, I don't consider free parking to be nothing. So I get that. Without the parking stuff, like Platinum at Caesars is pretty much a nothing level. There's not a lot to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I don't know, until you get to Diamond, which we used to be a long time ago.
Yes.
It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
There are days when I miss it, but most mm-hmm. of the time I really don't. The last couple of years we had it, we didn't even spend a lot of time in the Diamond lounges. Yeah. So we'd use
which was
it,
probably good for our livers.
Probably. We used to do some bad things to ourselves in mm-hmm. the Paris Diamond Lounge.
We had some drinking Olympics in the Diamond lounges.
The bartenders saw it as a challenge to see if they could make us... I don't know what they were trying to do to us. Mm-hmm. I think they wanted to see one of us wheeled out. Didn't happen quite then. I remember one time that you were sitting there where you went to the bathroom, and mm-hmm. that's when one of the bartenders said, I have never seen any woman put away that much liquor. I'm like, wow.
I think that's a compliment. Uh-huh.
We've eased up quite a bit since then.
Yes, which is good.
Yeah, it's probably good. As we age, we temper our...
Yes. We can't behavior. Handle it as well as we used to.
No. It takes a lot more to get me drunk, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. And you know what? That's fine. I'm content with just a nice buzz.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not drinking. I'm not out to set any records anymore. Those days are behind me.
Yes.
Youthful drinking. All right, moving along. Let's talk about entertainment stuff. There's a bunch this week. Wynn Las Vegas announced 9 shows. We'll call it a residency from Diana Ross in October. So if you're a Diana Ross fan, you can check her out. She's going to be performing in the Encore Theater. Tickets are about $60 and up plus fees. The show is called Diana Ross Endless Memories.
I'm curious about this. There's a little part of me that's like...
You'd like to see Diana Ross?
Yeah. Huh. I think she's coming here before she's... I think she's doing a tour before she starts her residency.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty short, so it's not like it's going to take up a lot of her touring mm-hmm. time doing 9 shows over the course of a month. She's done 3 of these residencies before. They were at the Venetian, and I find it interesting. Now, this is the second act that Wynn has pulled away from the Venetian. The first one was John Fogerty, who's mm-hmm. now performing at Encore Theater on occasion as well. So I don't know if Wynn's entertainment booker is just like standing outside Venetian. Yep, they seem to be selling a lot of tickets. Let's offer this performer slightly more when their contract is mm-hmm. up. I don't know. It's always interesting to watch the pissing contest between Wynn and Venetian.
And now somehow Endless Love has snuck into my head.
Because of Endless Memories.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know. Diana Ross, I wouldn't be opposed, I guess, to seeing her, but I wouldn't. She's not high on my list. She has a lot of good songs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that she spans the entire career from the Supremes through solo.
I want to hear your version of Upside Down.
Maybe after the show. We'll see. I probably wouldn't know many of the words.
Upside down, boy, you're turning me inside out.
I'd be like, upside down. I barely know it. Mm. Yeah. Sorry to disappoint. There you go. No, I don't have to sing it because that's all I've got.
Yes, that was lovely. Thank you.
All right, another iconic performer. Let's use the word iconic since Tropicana set the stage with its Players Club. Mm. Elton John has been performing at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace on and off for a long, long time. And as part of an announcement for ticket sales for the next batch of shows at Coliseum at Caesars, there was a mention that show is going to be ending May 2018. So you've got a little bit less than a year if you want to see Elton's current show at the Coliseum. So he had the Red Piano, yes. I believe, was the first show he did there. And now,
I do not know what the current one is called.
I don't know. The Green Piano is his current show. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Piano is his current show. So this is his second Coliseum show. So there's a chance that he might come back. This is the end of this particular show, but we could see him again. It's mm-hmm. the Million Dollar Piano, isn't that what it's called? Some shit like that?
I don't know.
The Red Piano, then the Million Dollar Piano. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Would you look it up for me?
Carry OCD on.
Here. So yeah, Elton is leaving at the end of May. I would imagine he'll probably do a tour. And then there's a chance he could come back. But there's no guarantee that that's going to happen. So if you really want to see Elton in Las Vegas, now is the time to do it. He's kind of like Celine Dion. He's become very connected with the Coliseum. And that's why I could see him returning. It seems to be a good thing for him. Seems to be a good thing for Caesars. So why not?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have an official word?
Not yet. Okay. All I see is tickets. I don't see what the thing is called.
Well, I'm going to move along to the next item, and if you find that information, feel free to chime in at any time. Different type of entertainment. We had talked about it a couple months ago. There was a show that was planned for Tropicana called The Men of the Strip.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those many male stripper shows.
It is the Million Dollar Piano.
Ooh, I got one right.
Hey.
Sometimes my brain works. It must be all that sleep I had.
Mm-hmm.
So Men of the Strip was planned for the Havana Room at Tropicana, which has not been used for entertainment thus far. It's been used for nightclub stuff and private events. That show was supposed to open this month, and then it was postponed. They announced, well, it's not going to open until mid-July, and now it's not opening at all. There has apparently been a dispute between the owner of the show, Jeff Timmons, who we always mention is a former boy band member from 98 Degrees, and the company that Tropicana has hired to handle its entertainment, a company called Red Mercury, according to the Review Journal. Some sort of dispute over who's responsible for paying for different aspects of the show. And as a result, the deal has fallen apart, and you will not be able to see man strippers at Tropicana.
Aww.
So you're just going to have to, you know, wander around.
Go to one of the other three or four shows.
Wander down to the Hard Rock and see
Magic Mike.
Magic Mike Live, or one of the other greasy male shows, that's Chippendales at Rio or Thunder from Down Under at Excalibur. I have a deep knowledge of male stripper shows, apparently.
Yes, you do. This intrigues me.
Disturbs me. So if you had your heart set on seeing Men of the Strip, you're just going to have to wait a little longer until they find a new home, if they do. Oddly enough, they still have not had a regular show on the Strip, despite being Men of the Strip.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps they should have come up with a different name for themselves. Men wanting to perform on the Strip.
I think it's Men of the Strip because they strip, so they're going for the double.
Yeah, I know, but it doesn't work double.
It doesn't work double if they've never been on the actual Strip, huh?
That's correct. All right, let's move to restaurant stuff. We'll stick with Tropicana here. There has been an announcement that as of roughly a week from now, June 17th, the steakhouse at Tropicana called Biscayne is going to be called Oakville Steakhouse.
They're not
going
to name it Public Steakhouse to cause more confusion?
There are not enough public houses. They should do that just to confuse everyone. Because isn't that Robert Irvine's public house?
Yes.
That's coming sometime soon. And now they're in the process of revamping their restaurant lineup at Tropicana, which is much needed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that changing the name of the steakhouse is going to do much.
No, it's,
you know, I would imagine steak. There's a wide variety of steakhouses, but when you really strip it all down, most of them are essentially the same. You know, you've got your variety of cuts
mm-hmm.
and delicious side dishes.
Yes.
Strong drinks, huge desserts. There's your steakhouse.
Some do it better than others.
Of course they do. So I don't think that necessarily by changing the name, and I'm sure that they're changing some of the menu items and stuff, but I don't know. I don't know what point this serves. We'll see. Maybe it will suddenly become a hugely popular destination. But I would imagine that we will now all forget that Oakville Steakhouse exists until we have an announcement that they're closing and reopening as a different steakhouse 3 years from now.
Probably.
All right, so that's happening at Tropicana. There's another restaurant closure. Well, that's not really closure, but a restaurant change happening at Cosmopolitan. They've been making a lot of restaurant changes over the past year.
Mm-hmm.
And the latest comes by way of DOCG closing that has been there for quite a while. It's a restaurant and wine bar. It's closing on June 20th, according to the Review Journal. No word yet on what is going to be replacing it.
I always got DOCG and Scarpetta confused, even though their names are not similar, but their cuisines are.
Well, they're right next to each other, and it's the same chef/owner, Scott Conant. So I guess that the concept was that DOCG was supposed to be like a more casual alternative to Scarpetta.
Okay.
We have not been to either of them. We have heard very good things about the food there from several of our listeners. But it's not a huge surprise just because Cosmo has been undergoing a ton of restaurant changes in the past year or so. Zuma, Momofuku, Egg Slut, Beauty and Essex have all been new restaurants there. Blue Ribbon is reopening. I think it reopened a couple days ago with its new concept. That used to be sushi and chicken, and now it's like an American thing. I think they still have the chicken, obviously, because that's their signature item. But that is open. In fact, if anybody goes to the revamped Blue Ribbon in the near future, please give us a review.
Please let us know.
Love to hear how it is.
Especially the chicken.
And I'm always curious whether or not, when I'll keep an eye on the Cosmo website, whether or not they add a social hour special.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a good way to try restaurants at Cosmo, as we've discussed in the past. Scarpetta remains open. So that is still there if you're looking for kind of a similar thing, but maybe a little bit more formal than what DOCG offered. So there you have it. That's happening at Cosmo. Additional restaurant news. On the Strip, but away from the hotels and casinos, Tacos El Gordo is apparently moving its Strip location, according to Eater. When the lease ends that they have at the end of the year in that little strip mall, they are going to move to another strip mall, like right across the parking lot.
Okay.
It's still on the Strip. It's like 300 yards away or something. It's very, very close. So just a little bit to the north.
I hope they have more seating.
I believe it's a slightly larger space, and they are hoping, I think the plan is to make it a little bit more customer friendly as far as seating based on the things that I read. So there you go.
Oh,
I don't know
I
how long.
Tacos El Gordo.
The question is how long it will be between the time that they close at the end of the year and open the new location.
Mm-hmm.
Might be, yeah, who knows? It could be a couple of months, or perhaps they'll start working in the, it'd be nice if they would start working in the new location, get that all whipped into shape. And then they could move over and it would only be closed for a week or two, but I suspect it might be longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the scoop. If you're a Tacos El Gordo fan, they will be still around, just moving. Luckily, it's not too far. All right. Some interesting stuff happening downtown. Las Vegas Club and Mermaids, of course, have been closed for a while. And they're going to be removed, demolished sometime this year, according to recent interviews with Derek Stevens, who's planning to build a new hotel casino resort on that property. However, in order to maintain the gambling licenses for those properties, which is important because it's easier to transfer than to get all new stuff, there's a law that they have to have gambling on site every couple of years. We've seen this in the past. It's kind of a novel story that comes up every so often where there's an empty lot, but to maintain the gambling license of whatever used to be there, the owners will contract with this company called United Coin to roll a trailer out onto the property, and they bring a generator out there so that they can run power, and people can go into the trailer during one day every 2 years and play a slot machine. They have 16 of them. I guess that's part of the law for this non-restricted license. And that's going to be happening at Las Vegas Club and Mermaids. Right now it's targeted for June 27th for Las Vegas Club, June 28th for Mermaids, 8 hours each day. So if you have a desire to be part of this weirdness, you can do it if you're in town. I think I would keep expectations low.
Yes.
I think that, like, there are a couple comments in the Facebook group where somebody's like, oh, one more chance to get Oreos. Like,
nope.
No, they're not going to be opening the fucking snack bar. They don't even have power in those buildings. Again, it's going to be like generator operated. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be surprised if they just roll a trailer in the same way that they do with these other things. Las Vegas Club, at least, they could pull a trailer in there.
Mm-hmm.
Mermaids, I'm not so sure. But they'll find a way to do it where they're going to use a very, very minimal amount of space. You might walk in and there's just a wall of 16 slot machines and that's it. You're not going to be able to probably wander around the property or anything. Mm-hmm. So
it'll be novel, but
yeah. I wouldn't go out of my way
necessarily
to book a trip just to do this because you'll probably be disappointed. So that's the scoop. Again, it's tentatively scheduled for the 27th and 28th, but I don't think that has been officially finalized yet based on the last couple things I read. Another thing happening with those properties that was just announced is that tomorrow, in preparation for the demolition, which is likely to happen later this year, the legendary Vegas Vicky sign, the big neon Vegas Vicky atop the Girls from Glitter Gulch space, is going to be coming down. They're going to be removing that. And in the press release, Derek Stevens said he's looking for the best possible home for that sign. I believe it's going to end up on Fremont Street again, somewhere. But they just haven't determined where, or else they're not prepared to say where. I don't know if it'll be part of the new property or if it will spring up elsewhere on Fremont Street. But it is, it will be reappearing somewhere. And he specified that it's not going to the Neon Museum, so that's why I believe it'll end up on Fremont again.
Yeah.
I think he knows the importance of that sign, and that's the scoop. I would imagine we'll see some other maybe smaller stuff from the Las Vegas Club and Mermaids in that area. Maybe we'll see some of the smaller stuff make it to Neon Museum, but we shall see. It's an interesting thing because Neon Museum is a nonprofit. They actually don't pay for any sign removal or hauling.
Oh,
so when casino owners want to, well, if they, even if they have the good, the intention of like, yeah, great, you can have my sign, they have to pay
for the removal for and that. Transport.
Yeah, which is not cheap.
No,
and place, even like placing it where the Neon Museum wants it, I believe they have to do all of that stuff. So it can be a pretty hefty bill. So that's why a lot of times, when places close, you don't necessarily see everything just, and Neon Museum has limited space too, so they don't always want some of the larger stuff. So it's a combination of things, but when a casino closes or removes signs, that's why you don't see everything automatically go there. Sometimes the signs are just dismantling them and getting them down there in good shape is a pretty hefty task, so it's not always feasible to do that. So like I said, I would imagine we'll see some smaller stuff, but I wouldn't necessarily look for any of the larger things to make it. I'm curious what will happen with the, what is it, the Golden Goose. I don't really like that sign that much.
I'm indifferent.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it because it's neon, but I'm like,
yeah.
As far as compared to other neon signs, I'm not
as attached
to it.
That one doesn't really blow me away. But I hope Vegas Vicky makes another appearance because that is a great sign.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Another downtown note. If you follow me on Twitter, you saw some Vegas exclusives this week.
Ooh.
Which just means that I happened upon it
before anybody else.
Yeah, like 18 hours before anybody else. So it's absolutely meaningless. But if you follow me on Twitter, between dick jokes and bitching about stuff, occasionally you get some Las Vegas news fresh from the city files, including two items. The first being some plans from Downtown Grand. They have filed plans with the city of Las Vegas to redevelop the lot behind Pizza Rock and Triple George. There's a fairly good size lot. I think right now there's a building that's not being used right behind Pizza Rock, then there's a surface parking lot, and then there's a parking ramp. So they are planning to redevelop that one-story building. I'm not sure if they're going to use that actual building or if they're going to get rid of it and put something else. I think they're going to use it. I think that's the space. It's kind of, with some of these plans, it's hard to tell exactly. You have to read between the lines. I believe that one-story building is going to be a nightclub, which the plans include a nightclub, an outdoor entertainment space, and then some additional hotel amenities and meeting space. So I think that existing building will be the nightclub. and then the outdoor entertainment space will be right behind it. And they have to put up sort of a wall so that obviously if they want to charge for events, people aren't able to just stand there and watch. I don't know if it'll be concerts or what, but some sort of outdoor entertainment space. And then the additional hotel amenity and meeting space will be the what is currently the first level of that parking ramp. The parking ramp is remaining. They're just redeveloping the first level to be able to use it for other stuff. Hotel amenities, who knows what that might mean? I suppose potentially they could do like a spa or something, mm-hmm. but I have no idea. I'm guessing it's mainly conference space, but time will tell. An interesting part of this project is that on one of the filings, I noticed that the name that is attached to at least part of the project is the Quad. I'm guessing that's, it could be the whole thing, but I'm guessing it's the outdoor entertainment space. Kind of a plagued name, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah.
If you're not familiar with recent Las Vegas history, Caesars Entertainment named the former Imperial Palace the Quad for a very brief time,
mm-hmm.
and then they decided it wasn't working and they renamed it the Link. So, I don't know, it seems like in Las Vegas, at least this soon after the Quad identity failed,
mm-hmm.
you might want to stay away from the stink of failure and avoid naming your project that.
I would think so, but...
Well, like 5 years from now, it might not matter, but
yeah.
it still seems really close.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. We'll see. By the time this is built, maybe nobody will care. But that is the plan for Downtown Grand. As these plans develop and official announcements are made, I'm sure we'll talk about it more, if it even happens. Another series of plans has been filed with the city to remodel a shop on Fremont Street. Currently, it's an Indian arts and crafts store. It's located right across the street from the D, I believe. The address is 300 Fremont Street. And maybe it's not. Maybe it's across from Four Queens. I can't think. I can picture it in my mind, but it's the building that has the giant, or not mm-hmm. giant, the big El Portal sign, because it used to be the El Portal Theater years ago. And they're planning on completely remodeling that space and turning it into a two-story restaurant and bar kind of complex. I would call it a food court more than anything. The second level would have an open-air tavern, and I think they'd serve food up there too, but it's mainly going to be a bar.
More bars?
More bars. And then the first level would be multiple food vendors, food and drink vendors. The only one they've specifically named is Evening Call, which is that...
yeah, we need another one of those.
It's a slushy bar.
Are they going to put a Walgreens in too?
No. A mini Walgreens. It's going to be a slushy drink vendor. They've been looking for a place downtown for a while. A couple of years ago, we mentioned that they were planning on opening a space in Deonopolis, and it has not happened. So I guess they found a new home in these plans for the Elp Portal space. They've in the renderings, they've included some other potential but unofficial options, and one of them is the restaurant Crystal, which mm-hmm. is a it's just like White Castle but in a different part of the country. So we need more of that. We need more shitty sliders downtown too.
Oh God.
Yeah. So we'll see if this happens. There have been a lot of things that have been announced for some of those spaces on that side of Fremont Street. You may recall we mentioned plans for a two-story bar and restaurant space in, I think it's where the Piccadilly Pizzeria is. And this is maybe 2 years ago that we mm-hmm. talked about it.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, they were going to put a bar on the roof, and it was going to be like a bar/baked goods combo, which still struck me as really weird. That has not happened, and again, it was announced, or it was plans were filed a long time ago, and it just never happened. So, whether this occurs, time will tell.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of plans are filed with the city, and some of them just never come to fruition. So, we'll certainly report on it if it does. But right now, it remains the Indian Arts and Crafts Store.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's across from Four Queens because I think
okay,
it's taken up by a casino, Fremont.
You're right.
Yeah.
So it is across from the D.
Yep.
All right. So, wow, that's a lot of news this week. I'm winded from all that news.
Are you exhausted? I thought you were well rested.
I need another nap. No, I'm feeling great. So we're going to hold phone calls for next week, but I want to mention a couple things related to phone calls. As we mentioned last week, our voicemail line was kind of fucked up, and we changed voicemail providers. And what was that noise?
I don't know. Is that your phone?
I don't know.
You're popular. You're constantly getting notifications.
It seemed disturbingly loud for a phone on my phone. I don't know what I'm sorry if anybody heard that. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway, so the new voicemail line, what we discovered this week is there is a time limit on it. The old voicemail line, the time limit was 9 minutes and 49 seconds. And believe it or not, we did occasionally get calls that got cut off after mm-hmm. 9 minutes and 49 seconds, but we did not use them because crazy long. I remember one time some dude called up and he left like 5 messages that all went 9 minutes and 49 in a row. I'm like, dude, you just did your own podcast. What the fuck am I supposed to do with this shit?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So anyway, there is a call length that is much shorter on the, but not as short as the unintentional call length that our voicemail system was enforcing, where it would just cut off between 30 seconds and 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
3 minutes is the point where the new calls get cut off. So I changed the intro message to let people know you've got 3 minutes to make your point, which I think I'm okay with that. Three minutes is a pretty good length.
Mm-hmm.
And if people want to break up their calls, as they do anyway,
yeah,
I would suggest that. But I thought this might be a good opportunity to provide some recommendations, which we did several years ago, and I dusted them off, and I'm ready to provide them again for those who are newer listeners.
People can also send their own audio files, because we've had some people do that.
Yeah, that's true as well. If you want to record something on your phone and email it to me, I always forget about those, but I get to them eventually.
Okay.
So I'm not as prompt with those.
All right. Good to know.
But you can certainly email an audio file to me if you'd like as well.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's 7 minutes, I'm not going to use it, so don't bother. Keep it, you know, three is in these recommendations that I put together several years ago. I said definitely don't make it over 6, and 3 is ideal. So the 3, that's why I'm kind of like, oh, I'm okay with the 3 minute limit.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes.
All right.
So I decided this would be a good chance to provide some tips for people.
Let me grab my popcorn.
On how to, first of all, help ensure that your call is used on the show, because I don't use all of them. And also to keep it relatively short. You look like I'm about to be an asshole here. Is that what you're thinking? You're like, he's going to be a dick. I can tell he's going to be a dick. No, I'm trying to provide useful tips, because every once in a while someone will question why their call didn't get used or what, you know. So I'm like, well, why not do that on the show? I will remind people some things they can do. So since we have a 3 minute limit, one of the things you can do is just cut out like some of the just, I hope you guys are doing well, the niceties, as I call them.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not necessary. Just say, hey, this is Michelle from Minneapolis, and get to your point. You're looking at me like, you're giving me that, you're such a dick, I can't believe I'm married to you. That's the look you're giving me right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know I was...
It's a grin. It's a grin you have that's like, you know. Okay, so anyway, that's my first suggestion is... just get to the point.
You can subconsciously wish us well.
Sure.
We're going to assume you hope we're doing well. We hope the same for you.
Exactly. We do wish that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some other things. Unless your plane was hijacked or somebody gave birth in the Uber that you were in or the cab, you probably don't need to talk about your flight and the ride from the airport. Doesn't really benefit anybody else who's listening to say we had a good flight.
Don't even talk about the flight if you don't
talk about
it.
Don't talk about the flight unless something really, really crazy happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean really crazy, like, you know, somebody got murdered on board.
Oh my God. Forbid.
I know. I don't want that to happen, but it would be interesting
to hear
about.
This is turning dark.
Well, sometimes things do turn a little dark, honey. It's the world that we live in right now.
I'm aware.
All right. So the main thing to focus on is things that benefit other listeners.
What about, I sat next to an inflatable doll in row 13A.
Sure, it was really weird. Somebody brought an inflatable doll and they started just drilling on it mid-flight. Then they got hauled off when the plane landed. I'd love to hear about that. That's unusual. That rises to the level of, well, that's an interesting trip to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Because let's face it, people would be more likely to bring an inflatable doll to Vegas than any other destination. Am I right?
I would say that's probably accurate. Yeah. Okay. Any other examples you'd like to provide?
No, I'm good.
For the transportation exception to the rule? What about if somebody, I don't know. Okay, so that's good. That's good. We don't need to hear about your...
And I also like how the tips on the call segment is going to go really long.
Yeah, it is. This will be much more than 3 minutes in order to help you keep your call under 3 minutes. All right. Focus on details that benefit other listeners. It's great that you like had a good day betting on football games, but it doesn't really matter to anybody else. See, I am a total dick when it comes to this. Like, I'm happy that people had good luck,
mm-hmm.
It's great that you had a run of like four consecutive
Or I'm sad to games. Hear people lose.
Like, yeah, I don't like that. But in the long run, it benefits listeners more to hear about a really great meal you had or a show that you saw that you really loved or you really hated. Things that can help them on their trip. So I would skew in that direction rather than things that don't affect other people so much. Don't discuss weather. And again, it's kind of like the flight thing. Don't, oh, it's really hot here today. Yeah, you're in the fucking desert. We know it's really hot. We don't need to hear about it on the podcast.
I'm waiting for somebody to call and squeeze all of these things into their 3-minute
I'm not going to use it. I know somebody's going to do that next week as a joke. It's going to be exactly 2 minutes and 59 seconds of all the shit that nobody wants to hear about. I might use it, but I probably won't because now I'm going to get like...
But if you do it in a really good way, he will.
Yeah, but the problem is I'm going to get 6 of them now.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to be like, oh, and after the first one, I won't listen to the other ones. I'll hear it and I'll know what they're doing right away. And they'll be like, no, I don't know. I can't. Okay. Be really specific about things, like rather than just saying, hey, I enjoyed.
Oh, the weather.
Yeah.
Go back to the weather. Did you say Sharknado?
No.
Okay.
No, unless there's something crazy that happens, like a dust. Well, no, not even a dust storm. That's not even that unusual.
No.
Unless if you see sharks flying through the air.
Uh-huh. We want to know.
And Ian Ziering standing atop Stratosphere with a chain, whatever. We still haven't watched.
We haven't watched Sharknado. The biggest one.
It's been on TiVo for like. A long time.
Uh-huh.
We went to the premiere party and haven't even watched the movie yet.
Mm-hmm.
I have to do it just to get a Vegas clip out of it for the show, but I haven't done that yet. So if there is an actual Sharknado, fine. We want to hear about it, but you know, if it's hot, if it's windy, probably not worth mentioning. And even rain. People get all, it rained when I was... Yeah.
Well, there was one really bad storm where like casinos were being flooded and stuff.
Yeah, if it's crazy like that, then okay, but you know... If it's a common occurrence, we don't need to hear about it. That's my point. With all this stuff, nobody cares about common things. We want unusual or like show reviews and food reviews and hotel reviews and experiences you had in that light. So, and then with such things, which with your room reviews and show reviews and all that stuff, be specific. Tell us what you liked and didn't like, not just that you did like it.
Let's say discuss the weather in the theater. This theater's really cold. Bring a jacket.
That's a valid, I would say that's valid. Although people run...
Well, it's not really weather in the theater. It's the temperature conditions, but yeah.
But people run different temperatures, so that's a little... But yeah, if there's somewhere that you go and it's like freezing, you're like, oh my God. Or...
Like the when Letterman was doing his show, his theater was notoriously cold.
Yep. That's the way he liked it. I'm with him on that. I like having a cold. I like it being cold.
I know. That's why I'm wearing a sweater half the time in the summer.
Bullshit. Now you're just lying. I don't keep the house that cold. Do I?
I think I'm a little more sensitive to it. I think it's fine.
All right.
I'll adjust.
Lots coming out in this show about our relationship. as I mentioned before, if you have a lot of things you want to review or say, break it into multiple calls, that's certainly still an option for you. We love using multiple calls. We do that all the time, so not a problem there. And then the other thing, too, is if you've heard, this would apply to the Facebook group, by the way, as well. If you've heard specific calls or read specific Facebook things about a certain aspect of Las Vegas over and over and over again, maybe talk about something different. So for example, let's use the Facebook group for an example here. This week, I think we only saw one Verbena picture and it was a good week. Last week, on the other hand, 6 different people felt the need to post Verbena pictures.
Is the Verbena the new 4 of a kind?
Oh my God. Oh. We get it. We know what it looks like. Hope you enjoyed it, but we can probably move on to something else. I get it. Everybody wants to be part of something. It's a communal thing.
Mm-hmm.
I get that, but you know, it's not adding anything to the conversation at this point. So, hey, how about I shunned the Verbena? I decided, fuck the Verbena. I decided to order a whatever the fuck else, the Snozzberries.
They still have Fire Breathing Dragon there?
They do. They still do. I looked at the on Cosmo's. I discovered this because I received a direct message from somebody this week asking me a question about some of the drinks at Cosmo, and I found that on the website, they do have the menu for all 3 levels.
And ooh.
Yes, the Fire Breathing Dragon is still available at 1.5 according to this menu that I saw. So, okay.
Make sure they have the special berries, otherwise there's going to be no fire breathing part. Yeah,
defeats the purpose. So anyway, if you've heard something, if you've heard, you know, 45 people review Pizza Rock, maybe... Unless you had a completely opposite experience, if you said, oh, I went to Pizza Rock, it fucking sucked. There was a fucking worm on my pizza. That would be weird, but you know, that'd be worthy of a review, saying something, you know, a different viewpoint than others have shared. Otherwise,
or if you really like something that everybody else is like,
yeah, like Chris Angel, for example, if you're like, God, Chris Angel put on the best show I've ever seen in Las Vegas. Everybody says it sucks. I don't get it. We'd love to hear about it. We love differing views. That's one of the great things about Las Vegas and about having a large collection of listeners to share their experiences. We hear different viewpoints. And then why? Not just that, oh, I thought it was really good because he was really engaging or, you know, whatever it was that you liked about it.
But at the same time, if there's something new that comes out, I'd kind of like to get a read on what people think about it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, when new things... So that's a good example. Like when Lucky Dragon opened, for example, because that's the newest casino. When something first comes along, we're going to have a lot more reviews of that because people are just
going for the
out.
First time.
Yeah, and it's so it is nice to hear some trends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I don't want to discourage anybody from...
No, but some of these things have been around a long time that, like, everybody loves Absinthe. We've had one or two people who've said I didn't like it, but for the most part, everybody loves Absinthe. They're going to say it's a great show. Okay. I don't know. At some point, we're good. You're giving me that look again. How many times during a typical show do you question your relationship with me?
I don't question my relationship with you.
Okay. That's all my tips for this week on voicemails.
For this week.
702-866-9494 is the number. We've got a bunch of calls waiting for us. We'll get caught up next week, and we'd love to hear from you. Call us and share your thoughts. I'm sure we're going to have some wacky responses to this week. I'm going to regret this in about an hour and a half. I can already tell. I could probably list off some of the people who are going to call as well. But I'm not, because I don't want to encourage their behavior. You guys keep me entertained. Alrighty. So before we wrap things up, we have a few more people to thank. We had some karma donations.
Do you have any other etiquette things you'd like to pass on just in general?
At least I go on the Facebook group.
And?
I understand why you don't. The tide has changed. The tide has shifted.
It has.
Now you're like, shit, why did you bring that up?
Yeah.
The Facebook group's been very useful this week.
That's good.
It's a week-to-week thing. Some weeks I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck is going on? And then other weeks I'm like, man, there's some really good information being exchanged here. But yeah, some of the stuff that, you know.
Sometimes the internet overwhelms me. Sometimes I have to take break.
How many pictures of ticket in, ticket out vouchers does one really need to see? It's like the four of a kind in the Verbena. It's like, great, good for you.
I want to see somebody post a picture of
a Verbena with a ticket in, ticket out,
and a four of a kind.
And a Cosmo drink voucher, all
yes.
in one.
Yes. Like, you're on a bar top, you've got a four of a kind, you've got your Verbena, you've got your...
That would be kind of fantastic. Yes. Oh, make sure... it's going to be tough at Cosmo. I was going to say, if you can get the drink in a mason jar, that would add a little... A Verbena in a mason jar, that's not going to happen.
No.
But yeah. All right. So that's my Tim is a dick segment for this week. Thanks for listening. All right. Karma donations before we go. A bunch of people with PayPal donations this week. Contrary to what I feel about myself right now, Aaron said, Tim and Michelle, you guys fucking rule.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron. We appreciate your support and your pep talk, which I need right now because I'm feeling really bad about myself.
Please don't.
Julia with a karma donation for a summer Las Vegas trip coming this weekend. They're going to watch. Oh, this is great. Jennifer Lopez and Backstreet Boys.
Awesome.
So we've had you know, several, including our own Backstreet Boys. We've had Britney reviews.
Not a lot of J-Lo.
No. So, Julia, whether if you're not comfortable calling in, I certainly understand, but we'd love a report on what you thought of J-Lo, either here or on the Facebook group. So be curious to hear how that show is. Hope it was wonderful, because when you go to a big-time Las Vegas show and you spend money on it, obviously you want it to be great. I suspect Planet Hollywood is pretty shrewd in their lineup as far as getting people who know how to put on a good show. So I'm guessing it's a big splashy
spectacle,
production with
yeah.
a bunch of dancers and all kinds of cool stuff. So I hope it was good. Jim from Liberty Skis, that guy's been supporting this podcast forever.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Commemorating his first ever Royal Flush.
Oh my gosh.
5 minutes ago from when he sent this. Appreciate it, Jim, and congratulations.
Yes.
Long overdue and well-deserved. Scott and Laura with a karma donation. Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
And finally, Inga, another longtime supporter of the show with a local karma donation. She said, just because it's time to say thanks for the podcast. She's counting the days to the summit. At this point, it was 126 days.
Nice.
Up to our big time event in Las Vegas in October. we will officially be, well, we were officially going to be there anyway, but we've made reservations, mm-hmm. so we're going to be there. There's no more questioning it. We will
right.
be, not that we were. I'm feeling comforted having
a Vegas trip on the books, even though it's
a few months away.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you all for your support. You guys are all kinds of awesome. Thanks for putting up with me and all this stuff, even though I hate myself right now.
Please don't. Oh my gosh. So
can't help it.
It's my fault because I'm the only one giving you feedback right now.
It's not. I know. I as I hear words coming from my mouth, I'm like, why are you doing this? It's not just now. It's all the time.
No.
Pretty much every day. Oh, all right.
Now you're making me sad.
No, it's
you
okay.
say a lot of funny and insightful things.
Okay. I know in between long periods of dickishness, I occasionally say something that entertains or amuses somebody. All right, let's go. 500bymidnight.com is the website. You can email us if you have Dear Tim and Michelle questions. I am, whoops. Our email address is 500@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. And if you do want to record audio files instead of voicemails, you can certainly send them to me there. 500 and Anita Martini are our names on Twitter if you want to find us there. And, of course, our voicemail line where you can call us and say whatever the fuck you want. I don't care. 702-866-9494. You do only have 3 minutes, though, so make it fast and get to the point, motherfuckers. All right. Anything else before we wrap things up?
Nope.
All right. Thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it.
Are we going to talk about a relationship after this?
You tell me. We'll be back soon with another show. And until then, we hope you have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.